All right, let's head to the kitchen to go check out Cooking with Claude. My mom is standing by now, and I'm looking at the picture my mother sent me last night. Mom, I'm sorry I didn't respond. I was already asleep. But this looks so good. Did you try it? What are you calling it, Mom?
I did. Daddy and I tried it last night, and Annie Lynn had it for dinner.
What's it called?
It's called Beef and Sweet Potato Pan Roast.
Oh, I like it. It's a pan roast. Yeah, it looks
scrumptious. Well, because, you know, I took out this beef bottom roast, you know, I showed you.
Yeah.
And I was going to cook that in with it, but then I realized they want it sliced, you know, into like, not 1 inch, but maybe like 3/4 inch, half inch. Mm-hmm. So I cut them into the little steaks because you end up having to pan fry them and then add them in with the sweet potato. So very interesting.
So how did you make this, Mom? Because I walked in at one point yesterday before getting Chase, and you were working on the potato end of it, and I thought, this looks kind of complicated. So I have my pen and my paper, and I'm going to write notes down, and I'm ready to give this to the people. So how do you do it?
Okay, so just for starters, I doubled this recipe.
Okay.
because you know, I end up cooking for, I did like 5 sweet potatoes, and then I did like, when I cut my roast in, I ended up with like 8 pieces of like the mini steaks, mm-hmm. like the, you know, 3/4 inch, like boneless flat steaks.
Almost like skirt steaks.
Yeah, sort of, but they're little round and they're little round.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't know what they're called. I know I'm looking at it, but I don't know what to call it.
I used a beef bottom roast. And then it comes in a big piece of meat, and then I just sliced it myself into, like, 1/2 to 3/4 inch steaks.
Okay. All right.
So it's like a roast beef, sort of, but not a roast beef.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. When you go to any grocery store, you go to where the meat section is, you'll see, like, the – it almost looks like a log. Almost like a log.
Right.
And then you cut it up.
You
no,
got it.
I understand. I got you. I just don't know what that's called. So you took that and you cut them up into, you said, like 3/4 inch slices. Got you. So then what do you do?
So then, like I said, I doubled this recipe, which is I'm going to try to round things for you guys. Say 2 tablespoons of Italian seasoning. I didn't have any Italian seasoning, so I just took my oregano, my garlic, my onion, and some other seasoning, and just made whatever you want to call an Italian seasoning. And then salt, if you want, you could put in, you know, 2 teaspoons of salt. I'm doubling this recipe, so I think most people should double it. Mm-hmm. It's a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, 2 tablespoons of minced garlic, and 6 tablespoons of olive oil. So then what you want to do is you want to take your sweet potatoes and you want to cut them like into 1 inch. But let me tell you, cutting a sweet potato is not easy, especially if it's not cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I did do it. They were a little off kilter, but they're good. And then you take all your cut sweet potatoes like into 1 inch wedges and you divide your little thing that I just did in the bowl with the Italian season,
yep.
your dressing, and you put your sweet potatoes in one bag, and then you put your meat in the other bag. So what you're going to do is take the, other than the olive oil, pretty much the dry ingredients with the olive oil, and you're going to mix that into 2 bags, put your meat in one, put your sweet potatoes in the other, kind of mix them around. And then you're going to put your sweet potatoes in a short, what is it called? Let's see.
Like a cooking dish?
A roasting pan.
Roasting pan.
You know, like a 1, 1.5 inch, like, roasting pan.
Yep. You line the bottom of it with them.
Right. So then I just spray the bottom, of course. I line the bottom with the sweet potatoes, and I cook them first.
Okay.
Like on 425. Yes, I do that. Then in the meantime, while I'm doing that, I take out the steaks and I brown them on both sides. But I also add a little extra olive oil, also spray. So I do those until they're brown on each side. And then after they're done and the potatoes are done, you kind of push the potatoes around to the side and you place your meat in the center of your roasting pan. And then you put it back in the oven for 5 minutes. And then if you want, which I didn't, but I would have loved to, is take the cherry tomatoes, put those all around the top of it, and then roast again for another 10 minutes.
Is that because Dad doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really good, though.
And God forbid the seeds get somewhere.
Well, that could kill him, Mom. You know that.
I know.
You don't want to kill Dad. No.
I know. We don't want to kill Dad yet.
No, and then you'll end up on the news, and then I have to do it. It's very awkward. The whole thing would
be very
awkward.
Yeah, I won't do that to you.
Yeah. No, it's very uncomfortable. So I'm glad that you kept
the tomatoes
off.
And it ended up being very good. The meat is tender. The potatoes are, like, that could be a meal in itself if you just do this recipe in half and you want to just serve sweet potatoes on the side. An amazing way to make sweet potatoes.
Yeah, it looks so, so good. And yeah, and honestly, other than the prep I would say takes a little bit longer, but the actual meal itself seems pretty straightforward. So I'm going to put the picture up there. I'm going to put this on with the podcast after the show. And yeah, I mean, I think it looks like it's going to be delicious, especially going into the fall. This seems like a very hearty meal. It's good for Sunday fun day. It's good for the colder days. I think this looks
very
good.
Very easy, because once you get your marinade together, it's cake after that. I mean, you know, you're talking about 1-inch sliced sweet potatoes. That's not going to take, on 425, that's not going to take that long.
Right, exactly.
And then the meat, while you're simmering it, it's really once you get the marinade together. The rest of it, you know, you sit in a plastic bag just for the flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, I left my meat and potatoes in there maybe 5 minutes, just moving it around. So everything got seasoned, and that was really kind of it. And then you just put it on bake. Take out, you know, some chips for the football game, and then your meal will be ready.
It sounds delicious. It sounds so good, and I can't wait for you to make it again so I can try it. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, well, I have some now. When you come and pick up Izzy today, you can stop by and pick up a load and take home.
Okay. I'm going to eat that for lunch. I'm going to come over. I'll come get lunch, and then I'll go pick up Chase Man.
Okay.
I look forward to it, Mom. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love you.
I love you so much.
All right. I'll call you after the show. That is Claude, of course. We're cooking with Claude here on WICC, making her beef and potato pan roast. Yum.